One-third of current senior executive service members say they wouldn't join the SES if they were offered the chance to do that today. That's according to the results of Federal News Radio's online survey. That is not the case for Leslie Knope on the television show Parks and Recreation. She is getting promoted from a job at the National Park Service to a senior management position in the Interior Department.
So anyway, good news for you is we'd like to promote you to Deputy Director of Operations at Interior.
Wow.
You have to move to D.C., and you have to complete the Senior Executive Service Candidate Development Program.
I have to enroll in SESCADIP? 44 weeks of intensive courses and note-taking? It's a dream come true.
And I have to warn you, there'll be a confirmation hearing.
A confirmation hearing? A freaking confirmation hearing? Excuse me a second. What's that? To the best of my recollection, yes, I accept the job.
That is Leslie Knope of the show Parks and Recreation, and she is probably a lot more excited about joining the SES than a lot of SESers really are in real life. Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief at Government Executive Magazine, and says there are a few reasons why this is not entirely accurate of most federal managers. You're a big fan of this show, I take it, from what you're writing.
I have been watching it since the beginning, yes.
When was the beginning?
I think it was like 7 years ago.
What is inaccurate about that portrayal in your view?
Well, I suppose you could start with the level of enthusiasm of someone
right.
about joining the SES, but I'm going to leave that one to the side and assume there still are some people who would be thrilled at that prospect. But the kind of interesting thing is, first of all, there's no deputy director of operations at the Interior Department, although there is one at the Park Service if she was to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I found kind of amusing was that she's asked to join the SES Candidate Development Program in order to get a political appointment.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people in government who would be thrilled to think that their political leaders would actually have to take 44 weeks or 52 weeks of management training in order to get an appointment. In the real world, that's not exactly how it works. And it's pretty rare even to get promoted from a career federal position into a political appointment. It's not unheard of, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah, I can think of a handful of people who have done it. Danny Werfel comes to mind first, but just a handful.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that often.
It sometimes happens at the ends of administrations when they're trying to, you know, sort of reward people who've served loyally in administration in a career role.
I wonder what kind of momentum we could gather for among the senior executive service for at least supporting the idea of having political appointees have to go through a lot longer training and information sessions about how the government operates than they do now. I know there's a program. I don't know the details of the program, but I know there are a lot of SESers who think that there isn't one.
Yeah, I think, you know, there is orientation of sorts, but
right.
I think for years people have said that may be inadequate and not enough to give political appointees a real sense of how government works and what they can do and what they can't do. But sometimes, you know, I was surprised years ago in learning about some of these orientation programs. A lot of it is kind of like, you know, how a bill becomes a law kind of stuff, like some really sort of introductory to how the whole process works. So some of these appointees need a fair amount of training, and it's why some of the most successful career executives are the ones who understand that they can really play a very helpful role in helping appointees navigate the system and get done what they want to get done, because if they don't really know how to accomplish it, they're really not going to have a lot of success.
That's really interesting, because that kind of stuff sounds like it's not terribly pertinent to what the average political appointee does.
Yeah. The average political appointee is very much in a policy-oriented position, depending on where they are in an organization.
Yeah, never touches legislation, really.
Yeah, although it is, you know, important for them to understand how that process works,
sure.
I think.
Sure.
But they are sort of, on the whole, in a policy development role, a lot of them. And there, it's pretty important to understand how things work.
We have a link to your column about this, the observations from Parks and Recreation at federalnewsradio.com. /in-depth. It's a real good column, Tom. It also brings to mind this broader issue of the senior executive service, and I alluded to it at the beginning, our online survey, where a third of the people in the core now say they wouldn't do it again if they had it to do over. That's got to be it. If it's not scary to people in the very highest levels, workforce development and human resources policy in the government, I think it should be, don't you?
Yeah. And I think it's also one of the things that's interesting about the show is that part of the reason that a character on a TV show may be excited about joining the SES is the way they present the federal government in particular on the show is a much more, not only a more fun place to work, but a much more efficient place to work. In other words, the character Leslie Knope gets to, when she encounters an incompetent employee, she gets to get rid of him very quickly without a whole rigmarole of due process that drives so many managers crazy now. And things happen very quickly and smoothly, and they do things like move a regional office to suit her and that kind of thing. It's sort of a fantasy world in which the government is much more efficient and there's a lot less bureaucracy, which probably makes it more exciting to be a senior executive in it.
And it probably makes people who are actually in government and watch the show wish that it wasn't fictional.
Yes, I think that's, if you're in government and watching it, I would guess that's the way you feel a lot of the time.
Well, I should probably watch this show. This might be something that I would enjoy and that I would get into.
Yeah, but my understanding is you're not much of a consumer of popular culture at all.
No, that's a fair statement. That's an accurate statement. I don't go to the movies much, and I don't like just sit down and watch. I watch a little sports on TV, and that's really about it.
So it's pretty much just the Caps for you?
Yeah, and baseball, when baseball starts, Nats and Orioles.
Oh, well, that's not a bad entertainment diet.
No, and lots of scrapbooking.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
That's where I spend most of my time. That's why I don't have much TV time.
Yeah. Well, that's a real humble brag.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, I'm not proud or ashamed. It just is what it is.